You are listening to episode number 57 of the Secondary Science Simplified podcast. So far this month on the podcast, we have been talking about thinking differently as you approach the second half of the school year. I don't know about you, but my energy in August for back to school season was always much different from my mid-year energy coming back to school in January after winter break. So we started this year off of podcast episodes back in episode 55, just beginning this conversation of thinking differently with thinking about goal setting for this new year in a new way and really leaning in to just one overarching goal or theme for your year. Then in episode 56 last week, we talked about thinking about rest differently as you enter into the final stretch with just two more quarters to get through this school year. And so in today's episode, we're going to take it just one step further and talk about what it looks like to live and work in your current season of life. Maybe you're listening and you're pregnant, or maybe you're coming back from a maternity leave going into this semester and not knowing where your students are going to be. Maybe your partner or your spouse just started a new job, so you're adjusting to that in your home life. Maybe you're mid-move or mid-considering a move on the horizon, so that's kind of taking up a lot of your mental capacity and your time outside of work. Maybe you're now in a season where you're responsible for taking care of an aging parent, or maybe this is your last semester that one of your children is going to be home with you because they're going off to college in the fall. So this is kind of the last hoorah this spring of all those final things with that child in your home. So whatever season you may currently be in, this episode will serve you, I promise. Okay, let's get into it. This is Secondary Science Simplified, a podcast for secondary science teachers who want to engage their students and simplify their lives. I'm Rebecca Joyner from It's Not Rocket Science. As a high school science teacher turned curriculum writer, I'm passionate about helping other science teachers love their jobs, serve their students, and do it all in only 40 hours a week. Are you ready to rock the time you spend in your classroom and actually have a life outside of it? You're in the right place, teacher friend. Let's get to today's episode. Now, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes this month, I kind of prefaced that I read this book, The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi, back in December, and it's really impacted how I've been thinking about the way I'm living my life. And again, I'm going to link this book in the show notes. I'm going to link Kendra's podcast and her Instagram so you can follow her. But she basically has 13 principles in this book that she covers for how to embrace what matters and ditch what doesn't and get stuff done. And that is a motto that I can live by. And so I've been really ruminating on these 13 principles, and I talked about a few of them that have really impacted me in the last 2 weeks' episodes. But today I want to talk about this principle of Kendra's about living in your season. And I want to really consider living and working in your current season. This is almost going to be like a pep talk mid-year based on where you are uniquely in your life. And here's a quote from Kendra. It's on page 63 of that book that I mentioned. And again, I'll link it in my show notes. But I just keep thinking about it. And she says, living in your season means letting your frustrations breathe, but not be in charge. Living in your season means letting your frustrations breathe, but not be in charge. Think about that. That's why I had to say that twice. I don't know about you, but for me, oftentimes, I feel so inhibited by the current season that I'm in. Whatever season I'm in, I often just think about what's holding me back from all these ideas that I have or all these dreams I want to do or, you know, these new hobbies I want to start. And I'm just thinking about the things that are keeping me from doing those things. But I love Kendra's permission and her challenge here to let those frustrations breathe, like get those out there, acknowledge the limitations of your current season, but don't let them rule your current season. And that's something I've really been challenged by. Another thing she said a few pages later on page 65 is living in your season reminds you that beginnings, endings, and middles all deserve your attention and kindness, and that you don't need to rush through them. Just do the next right thing. I love that concept of not rushing through them. I don't know about you, but last year, 2022, There was so much transition for me and my family. My season was changing literally every 3 months. I was in a new season. And I could be really frustrated by the constant readjustments that were required, but I also could just acknowledge that each time was a season and say, hey, let's not rush through these. Let's see what this current season, this current 3 month stretch has to offer, even though I am going to constantly have to be changing how I'm living and what I'm doing and how I'm working. Okay. So for example, just looking at last year, I spent the first 3 months of 2022 in my third trimester of most likely the last pregnancy I will ever have. You know, so I could see the limitations there. I had a lot of physical limitations. Breathing was hard. Okay. But I also, there was so much joy in experiencing life growing in my body after years of infertility when I didn't know if this was something I would ever be able to experience. And so there is joy and there's gifts in that season that I didn't need to rush through. It was the last time I would have that. It was the last time I was having my two oldest be my only two and my middle daughter, her being the baby. This was the last season of that. So there was sweetness in that and I didn't need to rush through it. Then the next 3 months of 2022, we had a newborn and we were adjusting to having an entire new human in our family and no sleep and having three kids, four and under. That was a huge adjustment. And I had a lot of limitations in that season, a lot of physical limitations. I thought I lost brain cells after my last pregnancy. No joke. I was like, do I have 2.5 brain cells left after having a third kid? This is absurd. But it was a huge adjustment for our family. And then the third 3 months of 2022, kind of like the third quarter, you know, looking at, you know, that July, August, September kind of time of year, we were adjusting to being back in preschool with my two oldest and having the rhythms of preschool and then their activities starting again, us having flag football for my son, you know, but then I was able to kind of get back to work in that season for the first time. But then I also had to adjust to working again with a baby at home with me. You know, I had a couple of years at this point of both of my oldest being in preschool and me being able to work in the morning while they were at preschool. But now I was working again around a newborn's sleeping schedule and I'm only working during nap time. And then, you know, I'm recording podcast episodes while he's laying on the mat next to me on the ground. It was an adjustment. Work was looking different than it had before. So grateful to have the ability to work from home. But again, it was just a different season. And then the last 3 months of 2022 brought just the craziness of the holiday season and my last time celebrating Christmas and the holidays with a baby, even though, you know, it is frustrating that he's constantly trying to knock ornaments off the tree and they're shattering on the ground. But it's also the last time that I do have this little crawler around my house with the twinkle lights. And it's just so sweet. And it's my last time celebrating the holidays for an entire month with all three of my children home with me because my oldest is going to go to kindergarten next year. And then we're going to be on that full school year schedule of him really only being home for 2 weeks for the holidays and things like that. So it's just a lot of change in 1 year, a lot of hard and a ton of limitations. But they didn't need to be rushed through. There was sweetness to be savored in each one of those seasons that I was in last year. And really, I just needed to do what Kendra said. Don't rush through them. Just focus on the next right thing in front of me. And so that's what I want to challenge you to do with this episode. So I'm going to kind of give you three things to consider in this episode as you're reflecting on your unique current season, which I know is different from mine. You know, I've been in a whirlwind last year, but I know it's going to look different from the majority of y'all's last years. And so I want to really prepare you to consider your season. Okay. So first, what are your current season's limitations? So right now, just thinking through this current month or maybe the next few months, the length of your season is going to vary too, based on where you're at. But what are its limitations? And then how do those limitations impact your specific capacity to work in this season of your life? I know I say this all the time. I feel like this is a refrain of this podcast I'm constantly harping on, but I just want to remind you that your work as a teacher is not your life. And so I want to consider your capacity in your work as a teacher within the scope of the limitations of your current season of life. Okay, because I want you to start compartmentalizing your job as a teacher. I feel like it's so easy as a teacher for your work to infiltrate every aspect of your life. And before you know it, it has become a part of your life. And I want to help you compartmentalize that and put it in a box that it stays in. And again, it's going to constantly try to get out of the box. I just had the visual of my sourdough starter that as it's growing, looks like it's trying to climb up the jar and get out of my jar. I feel like that's what teaching is when we try to shove it in a jar. It wants to infiltrate into every part of your life, but I want you to see it as just your job. That's how we're going to get to that place where you're able to simplify your job to the point that you can only work 40 hours a week. We got to put some limitations on it. So let the season of life that you are in right now inform your limitations in the workplace and inform the capacity that you're going to have. And maybe you are in a season where you don't have a lot of limitations. So you do have a high capacity in the workplace. You know, I've never had my children be school aged, but I constantly think about 5 years from right now, all three of my children will be in school, you know, all day. And how that's going to be such a different season of life for me. How my after school hours, my afternoon and evenings and nights are going to be a lot busier as we're running around through their activities and all that. But how my daytime is going to be more empty. And that may be the opportunity for me to go back in the classroom. It may be the opportunity for me to pursue a dream I've always had of getting my doctorate. It may be an opportunity for me to write another full year curriculum because I'm going to have more capacity. Like I'm dreaming of so much capacity in that season. But you know what? Who knows what's to come? Maybe in that season, I'll have some health issues, or one of my children will, or my spouse will, or someone in my family will. Maybe I'll have to start caring for one of my parents. I don't know what's to come in 5 years. And that's where I love Kendra's challenge of living where you are in this season and not looking forward to this season that's 5 years away that I'm putting on a pedestal that may be so different from what I imagine it being. But that's what I want you to consider. What are your limitations? Maybe they're few and far between this season, and that's great. Maybe this is a season where you have a high capacity, where you can try all sorts of new things in your classroom, when you can change over how you're doing things because you have a lot of energy in your classroom this year. But maybe it's not. It just depends on where you are. So I want you to consider that. And I want you to consider what needs to be prioritized in your life right now. You know, is this a season where you are able to prioritize your job and really growing as a teacher and as an educator? Or maybe this is a season where you need to prioritize caring for your little ones at home, or, you know, taking on more home responsibilities because your partner took on a new job. And so now you need to be kind of picking up the pieces at home so that they can focus on this big transition for them. You know, there's a lot of give and take there if both you and your spouse work. This is something my husband and I would say probably every 2 months, we kind of have to sit down and reevaluate our responsibilities in the home and say, okay, are there things that you need to kind of take over or I need to take over because you're in a season of work or I'm in this season? And we kind of have to reevaluate those. I really want to challenge you, if both you and your partner work outside the home or are, you know, income producing, however you want to qualify that, because technically I physically work in my home doing this job, but we're both working. That's something you constantly need to be reevaluating as well. So what needs to be prioritized? And maybe my last challenge for you would be, what needs to be let go of? What are some things maybe you need to stop holding on to so tightly? You know, I had a friend who was constantly challenging me, you know, not everything needs to be A+ effort, Rebecca. Some things can just be a B effort, and that is totally good enough. And as someone who didn't make their first B until I got to college, that is a hard thing for me to hear. But the more I've kind of let go of this standard that everything needs to be a 98 to 100% perfection level, it's really freed me up that like an 85 to 90% is great too. And it's given me so much more capacity for the things that really matter and that need to be prioritized in my life. Okay, so those are some things I want you to consider about your current season. And maybe you need to come back if you're listening to this while you're driving to school. Maybe this is something you come back and listen to again later when you can have, you know, a cup of coffee and a pencil or a pen, and you can kind of jot down some of these ideas. But I want you to consider these things. And then the next thing I want you to consider is living with respect to nature's seasons. This is something Kendra challenges in her book, but I also just want to look at it in terms of nature, but also how that applies to us in the education world and as teachers, and just kind of receiving what each season has to offer. Kendra really challenges looking towards the physical natural seasons to impact your energy going into your life season or your work season as well. So not just what's going on in your world, but also what's going on in nature. There are rhythms in nature that should inform how we live our lives because that's natural and that's how it was designed to be. Okay, so I don't know about you, but for fall, I have major back to school energy. And I think this comes from moving out of a season of summer where there's no routine. I feel like every fall I'm ready for routine. I'm ready to like do the pickup and drop off at preschool. I'm ready for flag football and dance classes. You know, I'm ready to be fueled by a warm cup of coffee. I don't know about you. This is a side note, but like, I feel like the energy I get from a warm cup of coffee is so different from iced coffee energy, but that could be another podcast. But I'm fueled by this warm cup of coffee, the sounds of Friday night lights. Like I love going to Friday night football games with my family. I love the smell of freshly sharpened pencils and new Expo markers and bonfires in the backyard. Like these things give me a lot of energy. And so I enter fall with a lot of energy because I'm so ready for routine and structure and the rhythms of fall. But then winter comes and it starts getting cold and we start putting up twinkle lights. And for me, winter is a season of burrowing. Winter brings me into my home. Like I am drawn into my home. I am so thankful every winter when the fall activities take a break and I'm ready to not be driving around. I just want to be home surrounded by twinkle lights and, you know, my favorite holiday candles. I want to be making chili. I want to be baking bread. I have a great homemade Chex Mix recipe. Those are the things I want to do. And I love that the holidays that are associated with winter, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, tend to draw us indoors and towards our families. And I think that's a real sweetness that should be savored and that should be enjoyed and not rushed through. And then I think when we get to spring, new life outside, when the flowers start blooming and the birds are chirping, that brings a lot of renewed energy, at least for me. And I know I get really motivated in the spring by putting that end of the school year countdown on my whiteboard. Like seeing that and feeling the warm air outside and rolling down my windows on my drive home from work and having the longer days outside, and it motivates me to leave the classroom sooner. Like that warm breeze outside and the sound of soccer practice outside my window in one of my classrooms. I was right outside the soccer field. And after school, I would open the windows. I'd listen to them having soccer practice and I could smell the grass and the baseball field. I guess it's a field in baseball. I don't know what you would call it. The dirt of baseball. I could hear the sound of the metal bat hitting the baseball and it just gave me so much energy in the spring. And I would grade faster and leave sooner every spring because I was just so motivated by that final push to make it to summer. And then thinking about summer, this to me is a season of rest and no rules. And as someone who loves rules and routine, this is a big deal for me, but I think this is an important part of my year. It's a season of being okay with hot dogs and boxed mac and cheese 3 nights a week, or the season of staying out past 9 with your little kids, even though their bedtime's at 7, because you just didn't realize how late it got out because you were just having so much fun outside enjoying your long days. It's the season of YOLO, of you only live once. And I love that. But then again, it all repeats again. After a little bit, we kind of start to crave that little bit of routine again. And that's what gives us that back to school energy in the fall. So I want you to consider living with respect to your life season, but also the season of nature. And it's okay if you're having a lot of burrowing energy right now and you're not having a lot of motivation because it's still winter where most of you are listening to this and you just want to be home. And that's okay. Live with respect to that. And my last challenge for you with this is to match your expectations with your current season of life and the current season of nature. I think oftentimes our expectations do not match our season and they're unrealistic. Do not expect yourself to have back to school energy in February. Okay. That's not the those things don't match. Lower the bar, if you will, for yourself and for your students this time of year. I always found quarter three to be the hardest time for both me and my students. I made sure to arrange it so I was teaching some of my favorite content in quarter three. Like I try to save heredity and evolution and biology for quarter three because I just love that. I also love chemistry. So in physical science, I like to do physics first and then have chemistry to start the new semester with. But even still, with teaching my favorite subjects, I just don't have a lot of energy, and that's okay. So I need to match my expectations with my season. And remember that seasons aren't forever. So live where you are. I'll tell you this, things that we are not doing in our current season of life in the Joiner family household. I am not trying any new recipes Monday through Thursday. Okay, because let me tell you why. My husband leaves around 7 a.m. Monday through Thursday and gets back between 5 and 6 Monday through Thursday. And I'm in a season where my 4-year-old and my 3-year-old can kind of go play by themselves while I'm cooking dinner, but I have a crawler and a pull-up-er and a pull-up on everything and rip things out of the counter-er and a 4 to 6 p.m. is the hardest time of day-er. But he's too big to be strapped to my body-er. You know, like, this is not the season for me to try new things. I'm doing, like, as Kendra says in her Lazy Genius Kitchen book, I'm doing brainless crowd pleasers, mindless meals. That's my goal 4 days a week. On the weekends when my husband's home and he can wrangle the baby, that's when I can try some new things. But this is not the season for new recipes midweek when I'm trying to wrangle this baby that doesn't want to be wrangled. Okay. Another thing that we're not doing in our current season, we're not doing a life group through our church, or, you know, maybe you call it a community group or a house church or something like that. We're just not doing it. You know, we miss it. We were talking about this the other day. We really miss doing that together. But we've just found with all of our little kids and getting childcare for that and all of our nightly commitments, it's a better season for us to each be, like, I'm in a discipleship group of just women and he's in one of just men. And we are able to take turns on different nights of the week. And then the other one of us watches the kids and does bedtime. That's better for us in this current season. And while we miss a life group, it's just not the season for it. There will be a time later on in life where we don't need to pay a babysitter to watch our kids to go to a life group. And then we'll do a life group again then. And that's okay. Another thing, in our current season, it is not the season for my husband to coach lacrosse. My husband has coached lacrosse for most of our marriage and he loves it. And we love it as a family. You know, it's something we love doing. We love being connected into our local high school in that way. You know, we love being connected into our small town community with him being a coach. If you live in a small town, like, you know, everyone knows the coaches of every sport. You know, it's something we love doing. But this is not the season. Like, this is not the season for my husband to go to lacrosse tournaments and, you know, leave at 3 p.m. to get on a bus for an away game and not get back till 11 p.m. Like, we just can't do that. You know, especially with 3 kids, but there will be a season later on in life where we can, and that's okay. Seasons aren't forever. He misses it, but it's not like this is forever. He'll be able to coach again one day. Another thing is I'm in a season where I just don't schedule anything in the mornings because my baby has to nap. You know, we are sleep trainers around here. I know that's not for everybody, but my babies run on tight schedules, and there will be a season very soon where he's going to drop that morning nap and I can be flexible during morning nap again. But this is not that season. I need to be home from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. because he's got to get that nap, because if he doesn't, he's so overly exhausted that he can't take an afternoon nap, and then everything is, you know, thrown off. And so this is just a season where, you know, I'm not having coffee dates or exercising at a gym outside my home, or, you know, doing a morning women's Bible study at my church, or having play dates, or, you know, really doing anything outside of my home from 9 to 11, because I'm going to be here working while the baby sleeps. So this isn't the season for that, and that's okay. And another thing too is I said it to my email list. If you're not on it, I announced this to them, but I'm not writing for the blog this year. So professionally and work-wise, something I gave up this year, 2023, is writing for the blog. I know I'm going to miss it, but I just couldn't balance the blog and the podcast and my weekly emails on top of writing the chemistry curriculum. I decided to make the chemistry curriculum my priority this year, and so something had to give, and that was the blog. And while I know I'm going to miss it, it's okay. There will be other seasons of life where I can write on the blog. And so I want to now give you some examples of school-wise things that it may not be the season for. I gave you a lot of home examples that may apply to your home life, but let's talk school before I let you go. So things to consider school-wise. This may not be the season for you to assign formal lab reports. Like, you just may not have the capacity to grade those. That's okay. Your students' education will not be ruined if they have an entire semester of science or they never write a formal lab report. Okay. This also may not be the season to collect and grade research papers or projects. You know, sometimes I find projects to be a lot easier for me because the students can work on them a few days in class, which frees me up to kind of catch up on some other things. And then I can grade them really quickly with rubrics. But you may feel differently. They may suck the life out of you grading wise. And so maybe this isn't the season for that for you. Maybe this is not the season to try a bunch of new demos. Like, you just don't have the time to practice and prep and research and make sure they're going to work and order the supplies. And that's okay. You can go 3 or 4 months with no new demos and you can still be a great teacher. You know, another thing, maybe this is not the season for you to exercise before school starts. I had a season of life where the best time of day for me to do my little 20 or 30 minute workout video was before school started. Now that is not the season. I don't have that kind of energy. Now I work out in the afternoons with my kids, like climbing all over me, because that's just what works best for us. And so I want you to consider that as well. This might not be the season for you waking up at 5 a.m. to exercise, okay? And that's okay. Adjust to where you are right now and live in your current season for work and your life, because that's what matters most. Okay, so let's wrap this up. I know this got long. I just got so excited about talking to you about this, but I want to give you a take-home challenge. Consider the current season you're in your life. And then also look at the next few months of like quarter one, which is January, February, March, and quarter two, which is April, May, June, getting you into summer. And consider where you are. Jot down the characteristics, the limitations, and the capacity that are going to define your current season. And then on another piece of paper, jot down your hopes, your dreams, your goals, and your expectations for this season. And then put these two pieces of paper side by side and ask yourself, do these align? Do my expectations and my hopes and my dreams for this season match the season I'm actually in? And if they don't, make some adjustments now. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to let, you know, pass on to someone else in this season? What do you need to prioritize in this season based on what matters? Okay. And consider those things. And then come back next week, because next week we're going to do some mid-year reflections. We're going to look at 4 areas of your job and your teacher life and kind of reflect on any changes that may need to be made in those 4 areas so that you can be sustained to last the last semester of this school year. But for now, I want you to think about your life. Focus on that. If you need to go back to episode 55 and think of your overarching goal for the year, if you need to go back to episode 56 and think about where you need to prioritize rest. And then again, with this episode, looking at your season, really think about your current season of life right now. And then next week, we're going to really dial in to applying all of this to your work as a teacher and what that's going to look like to kind of hit the reset button to get you through the rest of the school year. So stay tuned for that. And as always, thank you for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful every time you choose to listen to this podcast. And you can find the links to all of Kendra's stuff that I mentioned at itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/episode57. All right, teacher friends, that wraps up today's episode. If you're looking for an easy way to start simplifying your life as a secondary science teacher, head to itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/challenge to grab your classroom reset challenge. And guess what? It's totally free. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you here next week. Until then, I'll be rooting for you, teacher friend.